prior to the first phase being installed in 2009, there was a cycling lane in Princes Street that's been removed. And there's been nothing to replace the cycling lane. So if you look at it in that regard, we have a cycling provision on Princes Street that's been taken away from cyclists. Then we have what is in effect a rail track put through the city centre of Edinburgh. I say a rail track because trams behave like trains. They cannot stop. They cannot do emergency stops. And on that basis, it is inherently dangerous. So there is no provision for cyclists. There is a lot of confusion when cyclists are presented with these tram lines and the road as it now stands, whereas previously they had a cycle lane to go along. They don't know what to do. And it hasn't helped that the council have painted a bicycle in between the tram tracks at various points in Princes Street. And that has caused a lot of accidents because you have cyclists following the road markings, going between the tram tracks, and then realising very shortly that there is traffic up their backside. And then they have to get out of between the tram tracks. That's very difficult because you really have to come down to a very slow speed to cross these tram tracks. So that is one of many. One of many circumstances in which these accidents are occurring. Wet tram tracks are also a problem as well. There are numerous instances of these accidents happening and different circumstances. And it is all down to the fact that this current road network in Edinburgh with the tram lines is incompatible with all these forms of transport trying to use the same corridor.